Hello, I'm going to have a little rave in this podcast about being, what I think, not overcharged, but unfairly charged by a motor mechanic. And this is Peter Hill Explains, where I discuss things scientific. Now, you might say that being overcharged by a motor mechanic is unscientific. But I suppose what is scientific is perhaps the methodology or the research I did afterwards, which rather than just react to a single observation, I sort of gathered a general idea of beliefs associated with them. So your sort of initial thing is that if you get overcharged, the immediate thing is to become very angry and thump your fists. Where, as I've actually done, is I've gone and spoken to people and looked at the overall idea. So this is what I want to really sort of say is the sort of different approach of scientists have, rather than having a confirmation bias. This is one thing that we're really aware of, is a confirmation bias, where we have a belief and we look for observations that support our belief and diminish observations which don't support our belief, rather than actually having a general impetus but then taking a series of observations to try and build up an overall picture to get a belief landscape. So rather than starting off with a belief and reinforcing it, you have observations and you gain new beliefs. So what's the rip-off? Well, there's something called a throttle, an engine throttle, and I paid $110, which is about $90 US, for a engine throttle claim. So what's happened is the car's gone into service, they've phoned up my wife, who's blind, and said, look, this is what we recommend as mechanics, that you need a throttle claim, and that costs $60 labour, which is, I suppose, half an hour labour, and $52.90 for the equipment or the spray to do the throttle claim. And I saw this and I thought, this has to be very expensive, and I can't see how this is associated with the engine. So let's go into what a throttle is. So you have an air intake, and you can limit your air intake to change the richness of your fuel mixture going into your car. So this is basically a valve, a paddle valve, which is electronically controlled to go at different angles, which limits the amount of air going into your car. Now, this can become dirty with time, a bit of a blowback and exhaust, and carbon can build, it can get generally grotty and greasy, and I suppose over a long time it can affect the performance of your car, but essentially it's got to be to a point where it actually disrupts the smooth airflow and some close properly, which obviously can happen. It's a very rare thing, and so what the engineer would have done is, oh, so I suppose I'll start off with saying I was just told about a throttle clean. It's very necessary, and you have to take it off and you have to spray the part, and that's the cost. It's $60 at one point, but then again you look through the components, the consumables, there's $52.90, I think, of consumables. And so I thought, I won't argue this, I'll gather some more information, which is the scientific viewpoint, I suppose I want to say. So I went, this is in the Honda, I think I've got a little Honda Jazz, which I'm not driving at the moment, a Honda Jazz, and I drove it from Kingswood. You can look it up on the map of Australia. If you zoom into Kingswood, it's a suburb near Penrith, and I drove through Penrith to something we call super cheap auto, and I went in there. This is an auto discounter, and said, look, can you explain a few things? That they had the fuel injection, which similarly cost $110, fuel injection clean, and this is the throttle head cleaner. And they explained to me what the throttle exactly was and how it worked, and I knew this function, but the actual name. We then sort of looked at the most expensive product that you could have, which is a spray can, and they have their brand of spray can for $5, or you can get a name spray can of this lubricant spray, which you spray on your part and leave it for a minute and then just wipe it off with a rag. And the more expensive one was $15.99. So a far cry from the $52.90 that I was charged. So there is an overall problem here that does the customer get the additional value of that $52.90? Is there something, is there the value, is there a major difference that would warrant that? And does indeed the can they have used across? So we discussed it for a little while, and then thinking about it for a while, the thing is that it only takes one or two sprays, and you can actually use this a can spray for perhaps 50, possibly 20 cars. So you really have to divide it by 20. Now, you could say ostensibly the person gets a new can and throws it out, but then that would not be environmentally friendly. Again, it would be wasteful very hard to control. It's basically putting toxic equipment straight into the environment. It's a very wasteful thing to do. But so there again, what I want to point is by taking a scientific view, you consult on things and you get some more things. It's not that you've been ripped off. You're paying for a whole can, even though they've used a few sprays. And then what would be the likely maximum amount of time you could take to clean this part? So on the internet, we pulled up there at Super G Auto the exact procedure required to clean an auto, a throttle, and there's four screws and a electronic plug. There's a throttle opening sensor. It's pretty interesting about this, and you have to remove that. And for a novice, it would be 10 minutes. For an experienced person, possibly around 4 minutes. So all of that's there. And I got into a discussion with a few people in the store about what the genuine issue is. It's that we all understand Australian consumer law. If you consent to giving someone money for something, that's it, you can say goodbye to the money. But in this case, there's this duty of care that you are a person, you're in charge of a car, and the way that you actually ensure its safety is by going to an expert. And the expert will tell you you need to change your tyres, you need to change your brakes for various safety concerns. So if it's not a safety concern or a genuine performance concern, there is sort of that misleading pretense for it. Then we've got the other issue about we've got all these people focusing in on this mechanic, and if you multiply that, it's the value of that can is astronomical value, and we have no way of actually checking it. It's a special oil they use, or something special, or do they get it at a discount price? It's all these aspects of it. But the other moral issue coming through here is that we've got Australians focusing on being ripped off by a mechanic. It's all okay, is it? But there's a lot of other things to focus. There's conflict in the region, climate change, degradation, a whole lot of high-level issues. And so I think what's ripping people off is obviously I'll have to write a letter to these people. The idea that it's very lopsided, the actual market mechanism, means that people focus on market things. They think, oh, okay, I've got these people here. How could I use them productively? Now, I know. I'll rip some customers off, which is okay, but it's not a very productive use of your resources. And then again, it's unproductive in terms of that you've got Australians and people discussing and working out how this poor use of things have come apart. I know this is a high level argument, but I suppose the point, sort of the higher level thing I want to say is that as a scientist, you use your observations as a something to illuminate a belief system, and so something I suppose at a high level belief system, I'm coming to a rest now, a high level belief system is your initial view. You say, oh look, I'm ripped, it's this doll, it's this doll, this can versus this fictitious can which is here, whereas it's taken a little while to chew on the idea to actually develop it further, that they would have only used a few puffs of spray from this can and charged the person $52.90. But then there's the other level of the other belief system of how we see a mechanic in these areas. What is the community expectation of a mechanic? Now, I know not many people see it like this, but it's part of the general safety and duty of care that I'm going to have to stop now. So there's all those levels, and eventually the idea of people focusing their attention on stupid things and people being unproductive. It's a general thing. Thanks for listening. Keep on doing science.